Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Will the Chicago Bulls be active this year in free agency is a question a lot of Bulls fans are asking themselves. Where per Brett Segal, the Chicago Bulls are expected to pursue Jonathan Kuminga in restricted free agency. We're going to talk about it all and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Derek Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. So this one comes from Brett Segal per his Segal Scoop column on Clutch Points, in which he writes that the Chicago Bulls are one of a few teams that are expected to pursue Jonathan Kuminga in restricted free agency this upcoming year. He also lists the Miami Heat as one of those teams also that could end up pursuing Jonathan Kuminga. Now, this is interesting, right? Jonathan Kuminga is a player that is young. He fits that mold of that Arturis Karnisova said that he wants of young players with experience, even though he's kind of been in and out of that lineup with the Golden State Warriors. It's going to be really interesting as well with this one that if they put Jonathan Kuminga in game seven tomorrow, if he plays a little bit. But with the Warriors and their handling of Jonathan Kuminga, it's really left themselves open to potentially losing Jonathan Kuminga in restricted free agency and not being able to match the offer. The question that I have here is, what are the Bulls willing to pay for Jonathan Kuminga? Keep in mind, with a Josh Giddey extension and with their own first-round draft pick this year, that only leaves them roughly about $19 million beneath the luxury tax. So that's really what they would have to offer unless they're going to try to offer a sign-and-trade to get Jonathan Kuminga in here. Now, the thing with Kuminga is that he's better on ball. He needs to be an on-ball creator for him to be at his most optimal. The Bulls have kind of tried to move away from that, right? And I also worry about what Jonathan Kuminga would do next to Jonas Bouzelis, right? There's a little bit of question there. But, you know, if the Bulls are able to try to pursue him in restricted free agency, they have Vooch, they have Patrick Williams, maybe even a future protected pick that they can try to include in that move so that way that the Golden State Warriors are not losing him for nothing. It's going to be an interesting scenario to watch out for. But like I said, Kuminga does kind of fit that mold that we've heard that AK is after as far as young players that have some experience in the NBA. And that way you're still looking at guys that can grow and fit the timeline of this team. Kuminga isn't the guy that I would pursue. I'm going to be clear here. It's not the guy that I would allocate assets to. But if you're able to get off Nikola Vucevic and get off of Patrick Williams to bring in Jonathan Kuminga, considering that Patrick Williams is already under contract for another 4 years, that introduces kind of an interesting kind of dichotomy there with the money. You're still maintaining most of your cap space going forward into the summer of 2026. It's really interesting. Flaccavelli says, my guess is sign and trade using Vooch or Pat. Could be. Remember, though, in a sign and trade in that nature with restricted free agency, I think only half the base level compensation counts towards the salary matching. So it would be interesting in a case like that. They can get Pat, Vooch, take Carter too. Could be. Could it be a deal involving Vooch at the start of free agency? Definitely could, Hovind. Definitely could. Bulls lead in the building. One of my favorite people on Twitter says, really, definitely didn't see that coming. False, I did. Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked about it on Twitter before for sure, bro. Like, it's definitely an interesting angle. If the Bulls don't have to give up much for him, I'm cool with it. Could be as well. Could be as well. Depends on which draft pick we get, to be honest, for real. If we get a top three pick, we shouldn't pursue Kuminga. Dylan Harper, Cooper, Ace, Bailey could fill that small forward spot. That is a great point there because, you know, maybe this is dictated by what position you draft. Because if the Bulls do get their defensive center, at that point, if they want to go in on Kuminga while moving Vooch, moving maybe a P. Will, that would make some sense there, right? So great point there. I think that's a great point. Not exciting news, but for – yeah, definitely not hugely exciting. Again, restricted free agency, there's a lot of teams that could make an offer. Doesn't mean that the Bulls are going to make the best one. And keep in mind, the Golden State Warriors could decide to match and then move him later as well. There's a lot of different options there that they could do. So, you know, it is what it is there. How long we got Javon? Javon is under contract. He has a player option for next year, and then his contract's over by the end of next season. It would be the second year in a row we got a player whose previous team benched them during the playoffs. Buy low, I guess. I mean, that's a perspective definitely, Scott, to have on that one. Fuck it. Then rooting for the Warriors, lost tomorrow, laughing my ass off. I would love the offense, hate the defense. And that's why I said it could be predicated majorly by if you do get that defensive switchable big in here, right? It could be based off that for sure. If he is the player for the future, figure out a way to get him then. Quentin says, if you tell me we can send off P. Will, then the answer is always yes. That's what I said as well. Definitely. Beyond the trade package age, genuinely speaking, what does Kuminga do to make us a better team? Praying for the lottery luck because I don't think Kuminga offered upside on the money he might demand. I mean, listen, he let's be clear here. With about the same amount of shots that P. Will gets, he's averaged 16 and 15 points per game, right? So he brings a little bit of that. He doesn't – I get what you're saying. He doesn't stretch the floor. He's not a huge defensive presence either, but he is somebody that you have to respect in the half court. And, you know, this would also be an upside move. He's 22 years old, 6'7", 225 pounds. So it really would be more of an upside play, right? But I agree with you. Like I said, this is not something that I'm sitting here like, oh, yay, the Bulls are going after Kuminga. It brings a lot of questions, but this would have to come after the draft. So if that ends up being the case, keep that in mind. It would have a lot more clarity on how it can make sense or not make sense for the Bulls after the draft, right? Sad says, also similar three-team trade involving some of our guards. You have more hope in this front office than I do to be sensible, right? What you're saying is sensible. I just don't always have faith in the front office. I like GP2 on this team too. Block Patton Carter for Kuminga and Gary Payton. Trade is probably what you mean there. Any idea how much Kuminga's value is on the open market? It's really hard to judge Kuminga's value on the open market, mainly because of just how he's viewed, how he's not really used by the Golden State Warriors. Like, it's difficult to judge, really, to be honest with you. Like, I do think he's going to command upwards of 24-ish million. But like I said, if we're getting rid of P. Will in that deal, that's a big if, right? But if we are, keep in mind, that's only offsetting. Like, P. Will's making 19 million. So even if you have to pay Kuminga 25, you're only 4 million more, right? So something like that. I wouldn't mind this move at all. For me, it's just how much the Bulls or Warriors are willing to give up in the sign-in trade. That's if it's like, I mean, it's restricted free agency. So if the Bulls offer him a big enough offer, maybe the Warriors don't match. Because keep in mind, and this is something that I did talk about on an episode earlier, right? I want to look up the Warriors cap sheet first, and then I'll go further into my kind of my thought process here. Give me 1 second. I'm just looking at the Warriors cap sheet. Give me one second. I apologize. I should have had this up before I started the stream. Because I knew I was going to go here. Give me 1 second. So, for example, the Golden State Warriors next year are $36 million above the second tax apron, right? And I've said this before. With restricted free agency now, if a team goes into the second tax apron to match a contract, that's going to be something that I think a lot of teams are going to be trying to stave off of. Now, seemingly, I doubt the Bulls are going to offer him $35 million. So, they're not going to send him into the second tax apron, but it would have been an interesting thing because you look at it, like if the Warriors, for example, were $20 million away from the second tax apron, if the Bulls offer $25 million, are the Warriors really going to want to go into the second tax apron to keep Jonathan Kuminga? But it doesn't look like that's going to be the case anyway, so no harm, no foul there. Hayes, do we still have a chance to get the number one? Yes, we have a 1.7%, 1.8, I think, percent chance at the number one overall pick. I don't like the fit. He can't fit with Steph, Dre, and Jimmy. I don't see him fitting with Giddy, Kobe, and Modest. Washington and Portland would be smarter fit for him. I mean, if you see him fitting on Washington and Portland, I see the same thing. I guess I get what you're saying as far as the drive, the creation off drive, and the heavy ball handling. I can see where you're going with that one. Him not playing in the playoffs tanked his trade value. I mean, yes, and he's still a 22-year-old player that's averaged 15 and 16 points per game in this league with not really being a high priority in the offense. So I think there's always going to be some value for that, but it's definitely not – it's a very similar situation to Josh Giddey, honestly. His value may even be lower than that. So good point. If it happens, can't wait for a press conference and AK saying, I think he makes us competitive. Oh, you know, it's like adding a lottery pick. That's what he's going to say. You know, he's 22 years old. He's younger than some rookies coming into the league. So we basically added an additional lottery pick. You know, I already know what he's going to say with that one, right? Off topic, Hayes, but have you been enjoying playoff basketball? Feel like we can bridge a gap if we got a lottery luck and good vets. Absolutely been enjoying it. Not a big fan. Tired of getting okay young players like Giddey who aren't really good enough to build around and win a championship. Well, I mean, the way that Josh Giddey finished the season, that is somebody that you can build with. There are only a few players in the NBA you can build you can look at and say, we can build a championship team around you. But you're trying to add, especially with how far away the Bulls are, you're trying to add young players.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
How they develop under you while you're still finding that guy, right? And in this case, you're probably not giving up a bunch, but I can see where you're coming from for sure. Just getting on, do you think he's a good fit for the Bulls? It's a mad questionable fit. But to fight against my own point, right, because I do think it's a questionable fit, but to fight against that own point, I mean, the Bulls have five players under contract after next season. Who's to say that the roster doesn't completely change from then and now to where, I mean, maybe you can make it fit with what you draft and things like that. Like, I think that's a big part to remember in this. The Bulls have five players under contract after next season. It'll be six after Josh Giddey, right? So who's to say? We don't really know what the fit's going to be, the roster makeup, right? I'm just saying that. So, you know, we'll see. I really don't understand why AK extend contract to a player always injured like Lonzo Ball. The salary offered to him can make it be an ass. Here's the thing, though. Let me throw this out here. And I'm not calling you by your name. I call you Wonder Kids. But let me throw this out there. What if Lonzo's included in the trade? Keep in mind, the Golden State Warriors are trying to win now, right? Like, that's no matter how their season ends or whatever this year, they're trying to win titles while they have Steph. Steph, Dre's, and Jimmy's contracts all in at the same time. What if you include Lonzo Ball in that move? What if they look at that and say, hey, all right, for Kuminga, we're getting back Vooch and Zoe. I'm just throwing out there. P. Will and Zoe, right? What if you can include Zoe in that move? That may be the type of move that as another guard that can defend and stretch the floor a little bit. Maybe. I'm just throwing out hypotheticals here. What if we get Kuminga and his potential gets unlocked like Giddey's did after an all-star break? If he's putting up P-Will numbers, it's a lesser role. Do you think he could grow similar to Giddey? Anything's possible. Anything's possible. So. People need to realize that superstars want to go to a team of young pieces with experience and talent. That is true as well, Quentin. I think it's a move in the right direction. Get rid of Vooch or whatever else package for Kuminga and draft a defensive center. I agree with you. Lonzo and Vooch will likely be the main pieces included. They need size. What up, hey, Steve Kerr is much better than Donovan, but I don't understand why Kerr has fallen out of love with Kuminga. He's among the all-time great NBA coaches, but man, are Billy and Steve related? I mean, here's the thing. I think every coach has had a player that I won't say every single one, but I think a lot of coaches have had players that, whether it's fit, whether they just don't bring what they need them to bring, that they just kind of fall out with, and then they end up going have at least decent to solid NBA career. So I think every coach has at least one of those guys under them, especially with how long they coach. If we find our defensive-minded center in the draft, a lineup including that center, Kuminga, and Modest would make us dangerous defensively. Could be, I mean, Kuminga's not really a defender at this point in his career. Like, I don't think that, but I see where you're going. Yeah, you need your Jalen and Chet-type players just as much as your SGA-type players. Yeah, agree with that. Agree with that. Now, do you know how to read? Come on now, Hamat. Come on now, bro. Don't come in here asking that. We're having fun in here. But it's expected that they're going to pursue him. Nothing's for sure for certain right now. Again, this comes from Brett Siegel, if anybody's just coming in, of Clutch Points, who wrote in his column today, or yesterday, it looks like he wrote this, that's a possibility. So be on the lookout for that. Pops, Murray. All I want this summer is a center who is 7 foot tall minimum. I mean, you're probably not going to get that. You look at a lot of the centers in this draft. Thomas Sorber, 6'10". Asa Newell, 6'10", right? Kamal Malawuk is 7 foot legitimately. Derek Queen's not a legitimate 7 foot. You're probably not going to get a 7 foot. You can get a center with a 7 foot wingspan. Golden State Warriors was favorite trade partner at the deadline. I wonder why that didn't happen and what changes now. Perspective, I think, you know, maybe perspective. Kuminga is not a game changer, just a solid piece next to a superstar like Jokic. Is this 100% a moment where you miss Peter Patton? I miss Peter Patton regardless. Like, until we're a team that's winning playoff series, I'm always going to miss the guy. So, are the Bulls going to change? No, they're not. Billy Donovan's not going nowhere. It's like you referenced earlier, Kuminga can handle the ball a little bit, which would make it so we wouldn't have to have three guards on the court at the same time. Still not sure myself. Modest can also handle the ball a little bit, and we didn't really trust him to do that. But, you know, maybe, you know, with a year of growth and stuff like that, Billy Donovan opens that up a little bit for sure. Frank White says, thinking of Kobe down the road, how will Kuminga, Kobe, and Giddy get paid? Unless Kobe gets traded, and why do all always bring in people that has to build? You can't build like that. But the Bulls have plenty of money. I've said it before. The Bulls can pay Kobe. Let me say it this way. If the Bulls extended Josh Giddey, Kobe White, and gave Jonathan Kuminga, let's just say $25 million, in the summer of 2026, they'd still have about $65 to $69 million in cap space on top of an exception. So the money really isn't the problem. The question is have you seen enough to where you're ready to commit to that? That's the biggest question there. That's the biggest question. And I don't know if you're going to have time. A 7-3 center is available in the second round from Australia. But see, that's the thing. He's in the second round for a reason. See, if you start drafting just for height, you could be missing out. Like, Joakim Noah wasn't 7 foot. He was close, right? So you don't – let's not make it about height. It's about play style. Can you guard the rim? Can you defend the rim? Can you switch, right? In the modern NBA, it's not as like look at Bam. Bam isn't legitimately 7 feet. Look at what he does defensively, though, right? The Bulls will never take Malone as a coach. He's got too much gusto. I wouldn't say that. I mean, let's be clear. AK worked with Malone for years, so. But I don't think they're firing Billy Donovan anyway. I don't think there's really any chance of that happening. So. I doubt that there's even really worth the conversation, to be honest with you. Billy Donovan's going to be here for quite a while. Likely the Bulls already had exploratory talks with this. Golden State Warriors was just looking for a small forward upgrade. Facts. Keep in mind, the one thing that we did hear about why Nikola Vucevic was not moved at the trade deadline, well, not why, but one thing that we did hear was that they did some good groundwork on a move in the offseason. Could be. He said, haha, I'm just being an Aussie homer. That's funny. Thoughts about Giddy's extension. Scared of AK signing him to a massive deal and then playing like he did at the start of the season. Dude would be untradeable if he's paid $30 million. He's getting the money. I mean, let me tell you this right now. He's getting the money. I mean, that's just and we can end all the speculation. Giddy's getting the $30 million. It just is what it is. And that, and like you said, with that comes some serious risk. I'm not here to say that it's going to pan out. I think it will, because I think Josh Giddey's shown a lot. But, I mean, that's just the risk you take when you sign somebody that type of money. AKA management lock charisma when trading for assets. Why can other teams trade players and get draft assets? AKA Mark must be aggressive enough to trade players and get... But, yeah, see, that's not a good thing to look at. OKC got draft picks because they traded stars. They traded stars, and they moved off the stars with enough time before they were about to be free agents. So OKC is not a good example. Like, that's rare. Spurs, they traded young players at the right time, too, as well. But their players were much better than what they had shown, a lot more than the Bulls players had shown at that point in time. So, you know, it is what it is. But all right, y'all, I got to get back over to the live stream on NBA Central. Thank you guys for tuning in. I just wanted to bring you guys this news. Hey, we'll see what the Bulls end up doing. I still think we're going to see a pretty straightforward offseason personally. But, hey, we'll see what happens there, man. Love the City Connect hat, by the way. Yes, so I have this shirt. I have this hat. I got the hoodie. I got the Frank Thomas jersey. And I got another shirt as well. So I got a couple of it. I got a couple of those things. I just hope this doesn't mean P. Willie's gone. Listen, first of all, if they trade for Jonathan Kuminga, P. Will's still on this roster, he's absolutely going to have a lesser role. But the thought is, he probably won't still be on the roster, personally. But we shall see. We shall see. I hope the Bulls sign Mark Jackson as head coach. Come on. TBO, bro, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? What are you been smoking? What have you been smoking? Hey, why do you keep leaving the same comment over? I read your comment. Now, don't make me block you. Don't do that. I actually enjoyed your comments. You ain't got to leave the same comment 4 or 5 times, bro. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to see it. I'm a professional. I've been doing this for years. I'm just giving you some fun, bro. Thank you guys for tuning in. Love you guys. Make sure you guys are following us at Bull Central Pod. You send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullcentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. But that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.